It is time for our forecast. It's time to bring back the old man from Maine, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And yes, where the weather was very nice.
Well, it wasn't too bad around here. Now, what did you do while you were up in Maine?
Not much. A lot of walking. Did not go in the water. We're on the beach, but did not go in the water. Some antique shops. Nice restaurants. And that really is about it. Oh, and I went to visit Gary Garrison,
okay.
who moved to Old Orchard Beach, Maine.
That's not a bad place. It's a beautiful place in the summer, and it's even acceptable for Maine in the winter.
Yeah, very nice to have a little amusement park there. You know, like very, very old town. Very nice. He's got a brand new house, and it was nice seeing him and his wife. You know, they took me out to dinner to a nice place right on the sea. So we had dinner. It was beautifully sunny and warm. So that was it. It flew by, and your directions were great, or the ones that you at least agreed on. I took the sawmill to was it 684 to 84, and then on up to Hartford, and from Hartford to Worcester.
Yep.
From Worcester, you know, through Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and then over to Maine. And going there took me 5 hours, but two stops. Let's say 4.5.
Yep.
And coming home about, I would say, a little less than that. Maybe four hours and 20 minutes.
Yeah, it's because you could leave my house here, which is about probably 40 minutes from your house, and get to Augusta within about 5 hours. And that always seems
Augusta's farther, yeah.
Yeah, Augusta's about another hour and 10 minutes away from where you are. But that's the way to go. But there's still a really great way to go was when we used to have those cheap airfares where you could fly from Bradley to Portland. Folks, this is no lie, for like $25 or $30 on a jet. So you drove 30 minutes to get to Bradley.
And then it
was only a 30-minute flight to get to Portland. And then from Portland, it was only a one-hour ride to get to Augusta. So you added it all up, and it was almost 2 hours as opposed to 5 hours. And it was probably as cheap because it was so cheap to go.
They don't do that anymore.
No, that was back when Freddie Laker had his cheap airline, and there was a much cheaper airline in the United States that you could go on, where they actually collected the money as you went up the aisle as the plane was in the air, and by the time they finished, because the plane was always so full, by the time they finished collecting the money, they were landing.
Very interesting. And the other thing that was interesting, and of course. I've been there now, I guess it's my fifth year. The hotel sits up high on the hill, and you could look down. You could see the ocean from the hotel, and then there is the main drag before the ocean, of course. And usually on a Saturday night, even a Friday night, the cars would be lined up coming into town. That was not the case. There was nothing. It was empty, deserted. The people there all very conforming to rules. Everybody wears masks. The small shops, 4 people at a time in the shop. Everyone asks that you use sanitizer as you walk in. And they also ask, don't touch the items really if you're not going to buy them. So they're very strict when it comes to all of that. And I really didn't see very many people without a mask on. And they tell you that you don't need your mask if you're on the street and there's not very many people around. But I noticed very few people, but I noticed everybody on streets with masks. So it was plus. The bed and breakfast that I stayed at couldn't be any more fussy about the rules and regulations. There was only one thing that bothered me, and not because of the rule, but because we were in told ahead of time. Once you get to your room, no one enters your room to clean it until you leave, until your stay is over.
I would agree with that, because it would get too expensive and it would get too time consuming, and there's just not enough time or money in the world to do that. You know, Pat leaves his room. I'll say, how many rooms in the hotel are there?
Maybe 20.
All right. So there's 20 rooms. So every time somebody leaves the room, they're going to go in and they're going to clean it during the day and disinfect it and come. There's not enough time and it would cost too much money. So you leave your room. They don't come in it until they clean it for the next day. And you just, you know, I think that's a common sense.
No. They don't clean it for the next day.
Oh, they don't wait till you're gone.
If your stay is 5 days, your room does not get cleaned for 5 days.
I can see that. I really can see that. I'm sorry.
I don't know. I can't, because, well, let's put it this way. I see what they're trying to do. They don't want people coming. They don't want to bring any of their help in and out. Just God forbid, you know, they may have the virus. But that should be told to you before you come up there.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you know, here we are now. I mean, I don't know about you, Marshall. Let me talk about the weather, because I'm looking at the time. Today is cloudy, hazy, and humid with a shower or thunderstorm. Here and there, 80, coolest temperature of the next 5 days, 65 to 70 tonight. Your weekend, sunny, hot, and humid, low to mid-90s. Your index, how it will feel on Saturday, it'll feel like it's in the upper 90s. And on Sunday, it'll feel between 100 and 110. Very dangerous, especially if you have breathing problems and the elderly. Monday, partly cloudy, sticky, chance of a thunderstorm, 90 to 95. We'll be in the 80s. Tuesday and Wednesday, not as humid, and it will be a little bit unsettled. But what I was going to tell you is that I could see them, you know, sending somebody in and out. But, you know, if that's the case, let them wear a mask, come in. But I'm a fuss pot, bathroom. That's got to be cleaned. So I went and I asked the owner if I could have gloves, paper towels, and cleaning stuff. And I did it myself. I thought that was very, very important. And then I would take the whatever garbage was made, I'd wrap it in a bag and I'd leave it outside and they would take it. And they don't bring towels unless you ask. So every day I had to put towels in a bag and bring them down to him. And then they would bring the towels, but they'd leave it outside your door.
Well, see, now when you retire from being a meteorologist, you can work cleaning in a hotel.
Yeah, I had good experience.
You've got experience. You can put that on your resume.
Right. Anyhow, it was a very, very nice day, and it was good, very relaxed. I really rested, which is what I had to.
Well, it's good to have you back, Pat. And
Thanks, Marshall.
Have a good weekend, and we'll speak to you Monday.
You'll see you Monday.
Take care. Pat Pagano in the Weather Center this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.